Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to FMJ. This is number 6. William Cartwright here, joined with...
Luke Bond.
And yeah, this is basically just a catch-up to keep ourselves on track so we're not getting off track.
And today's the 16th of January?
Yeah, 16th of January.
So third week into 2018.
Jesus. Rough.
So wait, hold on. What was our goals from last week? What was our goals from last week?
Goals from last week. Mine was something to do with. Jeez. Oh, it's something about the website. Want to get an FM fresh in that?
Yeah. Oh, how did that go?
Oh, I've completely finished it now. Just got to upload blogs to it. Just like get it fresh in that. So like the website completely update every day. So Google knows that it's a website that gets used regularly. So it goes to the SEOs and that.
Okay.
That's what I've been told how it works by some guy.
Okay.
So every website should have a blog, so yeah. It's regularly updated.
Yeah,
so
more regularly, Google knows. The more kind of topic goes, because it's a relevant website, yeah.
Yeah. So you need to get the blog on the way, get content for that.
But also you got to think how many people are going to be typing in something. Well, you've got to have a really catchy name for a blog or titles on your blog.
Yeah. The guy who told me about it all said what you should do is you should draw a massive text box over a blank colour on your website and just write in video production 50 times and obviously put the text same colour as the background.
Yeah.
So like when Google sees that your website has video production 50 times, then it knows what...
Yeah.
You are, and how to match it.
Yeah.
So that's how you rank up the SEOs.
That is a dirty way of doing it.
Yeah, he was telling me like loads of cheats. Like, you can tell he was sketchy, though.
What? Why? What? How could you tell he was sketchy? He tried stealing your
wallet. Like, sketchy in a way, like, he knows, like, dodgy tricks. He says, like, he gets people in China to click his website to boost clicks around the world.
He gets people in China to? Why?
How?
What, he just knows people in China, so he tells them to click it?
Like, you pay these things, and, like, people in China across the world just, like, click your website, stay on for 30 seconds, and after the 30 seconds... What Google monitors...
That's like, you can pay 10,000... pay for, like, 10,000 views on your website and shit.
Yeah, but he said it's all based in China.
Yeah, okay. But, like, what is it? You can get, like, millions of followers for, like, 500 quid and shit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But, like, they're all fucking...
Chinese.
They're all Chinese, you're cash.
You can tell he was sketchy. But he had good tips for me,
Yeah. Oh, wait, so that was the meeting during the week, was it?
Oh, no, this was a while back.
Oh, right. Did you? Are you still seeing your voice coach?
Yeah, we talked about it, it was sweet to me.
Did we?
How he said, don't be scared to... speak to anyone.
All right, yeah, to boast your own idea, because that's the way that you're going to get yourself noticed and shit. Yeah. Just got to be loud. Really.
Yeah, because you never know who you're going to speak to.
Loud, man.
Yeah. You could walk past like a millionaire and you didn't even know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And you'd be like, oh, I like the sound of that.
The opportunities could be everywhere, but you only get them if you fucking try to seize every single one of them.
Yeah. He said walking around the streets more productive than sitting on a laptop.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I've started the last few weeks, haven't I? I've noticed. Like, I ramble on, just chatting rubbish.
You always chat rubbish, though. I don't think there's ever been one time that you've not chatted rubbish well.
I just feel like Russell.
You feel like... That is not cool. That is not cool. You're nothing like that mongoloid. I mean, my week, I haven't really been up to much. I got smashed on Friday. I got fucking super hammered. That was quite funny. My mate was sick in the pub. That was quite funny.
Jeez.
But like, he was like trying to hold it in and that. And it just went all over him, and then he ran to the toilet, and that was funny.
Do you know what the best thing is about holding sick is when you actually bark and no sick comes out, and it's just air. It's the most revealing, best feeling in the world.
You're such a twat, you little fucking cat head.
It's Oh, the best feeling, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. But where it's just like gas, and it's like, oh, that's so relieving. Like, I thought I was going to be sick. Fuck me.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Oh, my days. Beautiful. That's a beautiful
thing. What else have I done this week? I haven't recorded a podcast with my brother. My brother's been ill for the last two days. Yeah. Last 2 days. And, yeah, I've just been looking after him. What else? I've been working out, but that's not really that interesting. Me, you and Ed have all arranged that every single month we're going to make one short film. Each.
Well, once every 2 months, really, isn't it?
Well, for this one it is.
Yeah.
But the next one, I don't think it will be.
Oh.
I think we'll have to see how this one goes. And then we'll decide whether it's going to be 2 months or 1 month.
I think 2 months is better.
Wait, what are you feeling about with your idea? So, okay, right, the parameters of this short film that we've got to make is it's got to be three minutes long. The theme is breakups. And dialogue is optional. You can have it in there if you want. It's quite broad. And the final day is the end of February. What is it? February the 28th this year. And it's, the main thing is just theme is breakup and 3 minutes long. Get it done by the end of February. And at the moment, I've got ideas in my head, but I'm like, I can't craft that into a story. Fuck.
I was watching on Netflix after I finished Stranger Things.
Yeah.
The how they wrote it, so they sat down with all the characters.
Yeah.
They said they had where they wanted to go, an end point. And they were like, the whole story now is figuring out how to get there. So that I'm going to use that technique.
So you're going to have, the final point's going to be what, like a breakup or a guy committing suicide or a girl committing suicide.
And how'd you get to that point? And, I don't know, you got to be a bit specific in your point.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't want any characters. I want to make something as emotional as I can without like any characters. And then I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I can't do that. Otherwise I'm just filming stock footage. It's bad, yeah. It's bad.
You need characters.
I've got some decent ideas though. But some of them need locations. Some of them need depends on whether it's going to snow within. Yeah, mate, I've got some cracking.
Wait, ideas. How did you get your ideas? I know where I got mine.
How did I get mine? I was just thinking of iconic things to do with romance.
Oh, so you were actually thinking then,
going
on, you had to think about it.
No, not really. It was just I was going about my day and then. Oh, I do need to think about that over the next couple of weeks and write a script. And I was oh, shit, that would be a fucking proper emotive kind of moment that I was thinking about. And then I'm like, oh, but how can I implement that with no characters or anything? And also, how can I get the location and all sorts? Like, when it comes, because it's a whole breakup piece, it's like, do you go flashbacks? Do you go in the moment? Do you go, the actual breakup itself, do you know what I mean? It's like so many avenues. And then it's like, okay, now how old are the people who are going to be breaking up? Is it going to be a relationship breakup? Is it going to be a friendship breakup? What kind of thing is it going to be?
You could be a breakup as in like removing one cat to the other.
But I don't think you can do a 3 minute film on that. But any kind of emotion, I don't know.
Snapping a kick at a half, that's legit a breakup.
I don't think that's the same. I don't think that's.
But I reckon you can talk your way into it, saying yeah, it's a breakup. Oi, oi.
Yeah, I don't really know how.
I've got a feeling some of the ideas are going to be like that. As in, it's not going to be about a breakup. We'll talk our way into something
And I'm also thinking of things, and I'm like, shit, man, is that a bit too close to home?
Jeez.
Basically,
do you just give your idea away? You're going down the full romantic side of it?
No, I'm not. I've had a couple of ideas which are a bit too close at home, and I'm like, should I?
I say you should, and then send it to her.
Then send it to her.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, what? Make a piece on an X and be like, I've devoted this to you.
You get your writing.
This is how I felt throughout our breakup.
Yeah, I say go for it.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, mate. I don't.
Wait, are you doing it on a GH4?
Yeah, I have to, mate. I have to.
I'll see you. Jeez. Basically, it's going to be three brands of cameras, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's got to be good because we've all got different lenses. We've all got different cameras. We all got different editing styles. We all got different filming styles as well. I think mine and yours is closer than ours to Will's. No, Will's? No, Ed's, sorry. And then... Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, because Ed's got to go for that, like... what you call it?
The shallow focus.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole way through.
Mate, he could bluff his way and be like... Yeah, actually, I was gonna say something. I was like, shit, that's a part of my idea. I nearly said something then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me do a terrible example. Like it could be like, oh, look, they were outside, in a park, but you, like, all you need is children laughing in the background because you can't see anything else.
Wait, what?
Because it'll be so blurry, all you need is to have the sound of children laughing, that, and your mind automatically fills in the blanks of, oh, they must be at a park or at a school or something like that.
He's going to mess well, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But, mate, I've got some proper iconic shit, man. I'm like, damn. And, like, I do need to do some location records. Definitely. But I'm nowhere near like a script or anything. I'm going to wait till my birthday's over this weekend. And then I'm going to probably maybe put in about maybe 2 days, maybe a day or day a week leading up to maybe, say, like...
I think you might need a bit more than that.
No, because what, like, if I have 4 days leading up to what, like, the second week of February, and then that'll be a script done, and then I'll do a quickly couple of days of location recce's.
And then, jeez, and I might script them by the 31st.
And then I've got 2 weeks to shoot. Well, a week and a half to shoot, and like 3 or 4 days to edit. That's my plan. I don't want to put too much time into it, like straight off the bat. Otherwise, I'm gonna be like I don't know. I don't want to be stressing out about it. At first, I want to take it easy. Let the ideas flow. Let me come up with something amazing, like I always do. And then, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I'm excited, man. I'm full on fucking excited for it though. And then what is it?
What's the bit I'm looking forward to?
Showing it.
It's like an Xbox. It's like a
screening of a film, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Do the uni ones or not?
Yeah. No, what is it? But because we don't see each other very often, we could do it possibly. In a thing of, oh, maybe we'll do like, once we all get together, maybe 3 films each or 2 films each, and then we've got about an hour's worth of showing or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And we can do a little.
Yeah, because it's only me, that's the issue, really, isn't it?
Still expensive for like me and Ed to go see each other. Like, it's what it costs, like 15 quid for Ed to get in and like 15 quid to back out. Geez. And then it's like,
I thought it was like a 240 Uber. I mean,
240
Oyster Card.
No, not for Ed. Ed is outside the zone 6, so it's like,
geez.
I think he can get a £24 return or like a £15 single or something. It's like some crazy price like that.
What? So my single to London costs 14, yeah. And that's cheaper?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Jeez.
Straight up. That's mad, ain't it?
But you could say my timing was a bit off. Oh, by the way, I booked a train to London at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. But you're arriving at 9, right?
Yeah, 9. It leaves at 6:45. Get there at 9.
Yeah. Now, what is it? I'm going to be waiting at Euston Station. I want you to tell me what platform you're going to pull up at, and I'm going to wait outside for you.
I'll
be there before you.
It's easier. You can just meet me in Elephant Castle if it's easier.
Because my travel card's going to be lasting me all day anyway, because we're going to be going out in the evening. I'm on the pub call for my birthday.
Wait, should I get one? How much are they?
What, a all-day travel card?
Like £8, aren't they?
No, they're like £11, £12. Because the moment
I'm going to be getting the bus.
Because the moment I come and see you, we can just walk everywhere, and then we'll meet up with Monica or whatever. I don't know, like 10:30, and then we can just carry on walking around, film some buskers. Because Ed's staying on Friday, that means we're going to be he's going to be filming over our shoulder for the Londonist kind of thing.
I don't really understand that.
What?
Like, what's going on? Are you doing this small doc, is it? Like a small documentary on the day?
I don't know. I think he wants to do a little short thing that he'd done, like the other video that he filmed for him. So just include words and be like, oh, this is like, have some generic music in the background and just be like, oh, this is Busker Watch. They go around filming buskers. They have a Facebook page and they try to publicise. And like, it'll be like, oh, their highest viewed video is over... is over 500,000. Wow. Like, and just like shit like that. And then just a fuckload of incidentals.
The thing is, that would work on my video as well. So if you get a shot of me, like on the camera as well, that would work for mine as well. So it's a bit of both.
Yeah, yeah. And then what? So it'll be me. So it'll be you filming buskers, me filming you, and Ed filming Ed filming both of us, or you.
Yeah. Jeez.
That'll be so funny. That'd be jokes. What is it?
We've got a lot to fill in.
You've
got
to remember to bring a hard drive. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Remember to bring, or, actually, yeah, bring a hard drive. Yeah, that's best.
I'll bring a hard drive and camera.
And then I can get across the footage to you.
Every time I've come to London recently, I've literally just come with a camera bag, that's it.
Yeah.
It's mad. Like, proper white in it. Yeah. That's sick, though. Proper easy. I'm going to get a nice Mackey's breakfast, innit? Like, proper scran.
That's what you're going to roll with, yeah? Mackey's.
And then KFC wrap at like 12.
Mate, you're making me hungry. I haven't even had lunch yet. I'm starving, mate. I'm starving.
But yeah. Oof.
Ooh.
It's going to be a heavy drink in there.
Ooh.
But yeah, anyway, I've got my ideas sorted. Well, I've got my end points anyway.
You got your point sorted?
My end point, yeah. And I've got the basic idea. It's just getting like little bits to fill it in.
Oh, yeah. I just need some cutaways of some random stuff.
I'm going down the comedy route.
Yeah, mate. I was thinking, oh, geez. Yeah. That would be the easiest way to film it, I reckon.
Going down the comedy route.
You don't have to worry about the music too much. Like, it's all about the delivery of the lines and what kind of crazy situations can you put them in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very much like Action Plan.
Yes, very much. Very, very much like Action Plan. Jeez, you're giving away your ideas, man. You're giving away your ideas.
But it's far from it, but it's very much like it.
Okay, how many characters do you need?
One.
Oh,
actually,
you need two, mate. You need two, I reckon.
Yeah, I need two.
Jeez. Is it going to be guy, girl?
It's going to be a girl and a boy and another girl.
Non-binary, two girls, non-binary. One boy. Wait, what?
Two girls, one boy.
Two girls.
One boy. But the girls are very minimal. Like, very, very minimal.
Okay, so... But that's all right. You got girls that you can grab.
Just need one guy to be consistent. The guy's in it for all of it. The girls are in it for minimal.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, this is one shot.
Like, I don't know... Okay, right. Well, yours is comedy, right? Mine's got to be... I want mine to be emotive, so I don't... I need to make it as relatable as fuck. And I don't know how.
Do you know what would be a good idea? This isn't my idea, but like, so many people nowadays like get attached over text, don't they? And they feel like they've been broken up even though they're not broken up.
It's hard to make a short film or any film where it's mainly text-based. though. Like,
you could be just imagining him with the girl.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean, but...
Like, some girl messaged me on Tinder and I pitched our marriage, you know?
Yeah, no, but it's like, it's hard to get that across in video without actually having someone say it. So, like, you would need a voiceover or something being like, from the moment we messaged, I could imagine us frolicking through the fields.
Jeez.
Or whatever.
She just doesn't even reply back, and he's like, he's had a breakup, even though it wasn't even a breakup in the first place.
I think mine's going to rely quite heavily on sound as well, man.
Jeez.
Like, being able to take you through a bit of a roller coaster of a journey, and it's like it's gonna start up, go down, start, and then be hopeful, and then fucking come crashing down with some proper iconic breakup imagery.
Jeez. Well, just going from the sound of it,
mate.
What I was worried about are ideas,
mate.
I'm
gonna copy some shots from Lord of the Rings, man. I gotta copy
Well, yeah, at least they all sound different anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to start writing my script till like next week, or proper putting down ideas till like mid next week. So maybe even by next episode, I might have only just got a baseline of my idea.
Jeez.
Yeah.
No, 16th today, 2 weeks.
We've got 6 weeks.
16 days. I've got a deadline to have my script done.
16 days. Yeah, that's about when I probably want mine done. 16 days.
Oh, mine done the 1st of February. Maybe. You want yours done like the 2nd of
the 1st of February. Okay. What? I'm like 23rd, maybe mine. So that's the second week of Feb.
Yeah, geez.
23 days to write a script and then 3 days to shoot. No, 3 days, 3 weeks to shoot and edit and get a location and shit. And meet. Well, I'll probably, while I'm writing the script, I'll be doing a recce and stuff.
Jeez, it feels like uni, doesn't it?
It feels like uni, mate. I don't know. Alright, it'll be
deadlines,
good
lad, deadlines.
Oh, I'm buzzed for it. I'm actually psyched. Jeez.
I need to get used to my camera again. As in, like, get used to the vibe in
it. Oh, right, because you haven't used it in a while.
Yeah, well, like, other than a singer.
Yeah.
I've like thought about, do you like the consistency in shots, like when a character moves in
there.
You gotta be, yeah. And the sound's gotta be, I might just buy a sound, do you, a sound stand.
Okay, yeah.
And like wire it up.
Yeah.
And like stick it over their head. I was like acting like a boom guy.
Okay, that's doing multiple jobs at once. So yeah, it's gonna be quite difficult. Unless you do your audio like after the take and stuff, so you run through the shot like as many times as you want until you get, oh, like that was the perfect one, and then you get your actors to do the exact same thing, but instead of having the camera on, you're just holding a mic up to them and be like, okay, now I need to get this clean audio, just say it exactly as you did, go.
Like, that'd be tough, like, that.
So they've got it fresh in their mind. And then also you can even do it in post. Like, so like they sit down with you at the computer and they see themselves like saying the words, and then you're like, okay, now just put some earphones in them and then tell them to say it along with it. And that's a good way better audio. But you've got to make sure it doesn't like stupidly stand out, like if they're in a pub and then for some reason it goes completely quiet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, no background noise, but this guy's fucking talking, and then, yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Is that what happened?
That reminds me of
him, though. Is it? I don't know.
No, I just wonder what Miat would do.
I don't know. He likes to put photos in black and white. It's crazy.
Yeah, he loves to stick an Ed Sheeran song over the back of everything, dead loud.
Yeah, he does, don't he?
Thanks, Gabby. Walking down the street.
Yeah, start just hitting. What is it? And it starts distorting, baby, just all the time. That would be it. Yeah.
Oh god, that cut you off there.
So
I was watching that the other day.
So what are you? Okay, so you're coming down this Saturday. What are you doing for
Saturday morning? Yeah, I'll go to bed like Friday at night at like 9.
What are you doing over in the next few couple of days then? Before
I'm still on my money saver, aren't I?
All right. So, mate, these are the next few days then. Oh, a great time to get your script wrote. And, oh, mate, you need to... Have you got your script wrote for your thing that you're going to say, the interview?
Yeah. I've got it all in notes. I've got pictures of it as well.
Sweet. So, rehearse that. And, just write a script for the thing.
Yeah.
Are we betting money?
What?
Me, you and Ed. Are we betting £25 each? And then
we can do, yeah.
And then it's like a proper, it's a physical kind of thing as well. It's not just.
Jeez. Oh, lad. I've got 9 actors who've applied to my Valentine's Day video.
Yeah?
9 things.
Mate, that means you've got to make a video before.
Yeah, I've got to do 3, haven't I?
Shit, man. You got a lot on your plate now.
Jeez. Oh, right. Okay, 9 girls and 6 boys.
Yeah.
The girls are raking it in. I could just use one. I could just use the same actor twice.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can. You just have to have a word with him and be like, oh, I'm doing this other short. It's about breakups. It's just about 3 minutes long. Just curious if you'd be up for being in it.
I hate it when you come across that arrogance. Hi, my name's this guy. I've been in loads of features.
Yeah. So you're just paying for their travel expenses?
Yeah. I've made it clear to them. But they're all making out like they're some like god.
Really?
Like I wouldn't mind a guy who's honest saying like
just be chill, yeah.
I'm at uni in it and I'm looking for experience. Can you hit me up? I'll legit hire that guy right away. Rather than someone who's less than a film.
Anyone that you've seen
that
you like the look of?
No, I've seen some mixed English, do you know what I mean? Because this Valentine's Day video is just all about the looks, really.
Okay. So it's. Okay.
Plot twist, that is my breakup video as well. Plot twist.
It's all about the looks.
Oh, yeah, it's like the tension between the first kiss.
Okay.
So they just got to look good, really.
First kiss, that's a fucking iconic romantic moment. That's a good shot. Man, I miss her.
Jeez. Pop, pop.
Skitty pop, pop. Jeez.
Jeez. I'll have that done by the 5th of February. That's me aim for that.
Yeah. Hey, mate, what is it? Hopefully, for my birthday, we should have some stories to go about.
Jeez.
For the next episode. What is it tonight? I think I'm going to some birds for dinner. So, ooh.
Jeez.
Luke's going to a girl's for dinner. Ooh.
Jeez. Are you inviting her on Saturday?
I have invited her, but she's doing something else on Saturday.
Tell us to change our plans, huh?
She's got her flatmate's birthday or something. So.
Jeez. Yeah. Flatmates. Oh, wait, you go to London today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Like you go, Nelson?
No. I'm just going to hers and then we're going to cook dinner together and then chill and drink in the evening, I guess. And then I'm going to head home probably about 10 or 11.
Jeez. Hashtag stay there.
Hashtag stay there.
Nah, no way you're going home.
There's no way I'm going home.
No way.
No way.
Wait, is Ed around? Do you end up in Dover?
Ed was in London yesterday because he was speaking to Londoners.
Yeah. What's mean you end up in Dover today?
No, I won't. I don't have the money. And I need everyone to pay me for the tickets.
How many did you buy?
I've only 9. So I spent £90 on tickets, but I've had you and Ben pay me back, so I need Ed, Josh, Jamal, my brother doesn't need to pay me back, Monica, Jack.
Surely, people are a bit advanced now, do you know what I mean? Like, it's 2 codes.
Yeah, I know, but Ed said that his one weren't working. And also, I think I prefer it cash in hand on the day.
Oh, so you're not taking any money out that day?
And also, I don't get taxed if it's cash in hand. Hey!
No, no, I've had to pay so many people back this year. I do what I tell them.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to get a job. Like, there's so many people, I just want to be like, here's a bit of money, you help me out. Here's a bit of money, you help me out. That sounds that sounds proper weird, but like, I don't know. There's a lot of people I appreciate a lot.
Jeez.
Man, I'm missing.
Man, take it so. Jesus, mate, it's risky though with Josh Brench. Like, is he definite?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't have bought it for him.
He's bringing a couple of his workmates.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, that's risky. Josh Brench, like, he's the most unreliable person you'll ever get. Like, he's legit a meme, isn't he? As we leave, Josh Brench arrives.
Well, he has to turn up, otherwise he's not getting in for the bar crawl.
He's a running joke, Josh Brench.
Okay, well, if he doesn't come, I'll message him the next day being like, dude, I still need the money for the ticket, mate, even if you don't come.
Yeah, true, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is last, surely.
Yeah.
He would legit turn up at the last bar and be like, yo, let's get gassed.
Yeah, he would. He's like, oh, the night's just begun.
Dover, he turned off at like.
He messaged me, being like, oh, shall we go egg after and stuff? And I was like, oh, mate, on my birthday, I'm like thinking, nah, I'm good. I am totally good. Like, I don't want to be fucking feeling ropey on a Sunday, mate. Oh. I don't know.
Should we go egg?
I was like, yeah.
Whoa.
I just want to get fucking smashed off my tits. I want to be able to get home and I want to be able to crash out in an instant and wake up and it'll be fucking Sunday in seconds. Do you know what I mean?
Jeez.
That feeling, right, of fucking putting your head on a pillow and the next thing you know, you woke up, you're like, fucking hell, what? How the fuck did I get to bed? Or, do you know what I mean? That's a great feeling. Because you know you didn't struggle to sleep. Not that I struggle. Okay, sometimes it doesn't matter whether I struggle to sleep or not.
Whoa, that was deep.
I miss her, man.
Things like that, things I hate them ones with. I like to know how I got where I lay down.
I'm not really too fussed because usually I wake up in a safe place. Yeah.
Wouldn't get worried if they were like, oh, carried anyone or something?
Huh?
Like, you know, pushed into someone off the Thames or something?
Have I ever pushed someone into the Thames?
Like, when you wake up in, like, a random place and you don't know where you woke up, do you ever, like, think, how did I get here? What did I do? Did I push anyone off the Thames or something?
No, I don't.
Jesus.
You would remember something like that.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Jeez, Jasmine.
Jeez. Have you got any more stories for us over the last week or so?
Last night there was a massive bang outside mine.
Yeah.
All the electricals out everywhere.
Yeah.
And apparently it was thunder. When I say a bang, I mean it sounded like
lightning.
ISIS and that.
Lightning strike the floor.
That's like it went. No, it was like louder than thunder. It was mad.
Was it really?
I was on cod.
Like
I was on cod as well, and everything just went black. And it was crazy.
Did you shit yourself a bit? Was it like?
I probably jumped. I was like, whoa! I looked out the window in seconds, expecting like flames and that.
Jeez. Like, was there a flash outside?
I looked on Twitter instantly, and people were like. Some people seen a flash. Some people just heard the noise.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, where was that? Where was that?
Jeez, that sounds quite scary.
The lights went out.
Sounds like a bit of an exciting evening, huh?
It was all right. So I was on COD 4, you know, the remastered one.
Yeah. I was playing a little bit of that yesterday. Mate, I'm fucking...
Yeah, I love that.
Mate, Fortnite, I just fucking... Gets me fucking going, mate. I won 2 matches on Fortnite with my mate yesterday. I was like, oh, love that.
Victory Royale.
Wait, what?
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Is it?
When you win. Victory Royale.
Oh, right. So it's not called Chicken Dinner, it's called... Oh, right. Chicken Dinner's PUBG. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, poor Jamie, I'm not that I've not actually played it.
It's terrible, mate. It is terrible. You sit about just waiting.
Yeah, but is a Fortnite a rip-off of it?
No. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I heard the owner of PUBG is like fuming, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fuming. But, mate, Fortnite is so popular, right, that there's queues to get in servers of an evening. So when everyone comes in from work and school, it says there's a 30 or 40-minute wait to be able to get into a server. Because the servers are so rammed. Like, that's how busy that game is, mate.
It's a free game as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, they've done that so right. They give up the free version.
Mate, I bet they're making bank. So much dollar, mate. But, like, that, like, every like everything is so well-polished in that game. It's like everything works. When you shoot, it feels like it's not crappy like what PUBG is, man. Like PUBG, like you can't. Sometimes you can't even tell whether like a fucking bullet's come out of your gun or whatnot. Or what, I don't know. It's fucking shit. I hate it. But
have you bought it?
I've got it on PC, and I've just got it on PC. Yeah, that's it. I was gonna say I played it on Xbox, but I haven't. That'd be a lie. That'd be a lie. Oh, bless me. Jeez. Bless me. Oh.
Yeah, I'll probably get it eventually. I want to get the new card soon as well.
I think I'm going to eat in a second, and then I'm going to go fucking win myself some Fortnite games. Mate, oh.
Jeez.
The best thing is, right, you crash into, like, a house. The moment you pick up a shotgun, you go and just look for the closest person. You just fucking ruin their day.
Wait, on Fortnite?
Yeah, on Fortnite, man. You fucking go around, you fucking just shotgun the shit out of everyone. If you get, like, 5 kills in the first, 1 minute of the game, and then it's like, oh, you just feel like a fucking a god. It's sick. And
look, the average is, like, 11 kills, isn't it?
Is it? That's the average. That's a really high average, considering there's a...
The videos I watch, people get, like, 11.
But, like, there's 100 people playing in a game.
Yeah,
and you can only have a maximum.
Oh no,
of
that's
nine,
if you win now. Like, 11
you can
kills.
Only have a maximum of what? 8 people. 8 people getting 11 kills. So the average is more closer to 2 or 3.
Well, I was thinking if you win the game,
0,
you get like around 11.
Nah, not necessarily. You can just, mate, I've walked for miles in that game and not seen anyone until, like, the last, like, 10 people. Like, not, mate, jeez. Mate, you, so, like, when you don't see anyone, you're like, how am I meant to pick up any good guns? Everywhere's been fucking looted already. And then you find a fucking meme pad and you fucking just go drop in someone's base, take them out and take all their loot, and then you've got their base as well, and you're like, I'm sorted, and I've only got 2 kills. It's brilliant. Love it. Love it. So much. Oh mate, I'm getting excited for it. I'm fucking full on excited. Jeez.
I need to re-download it.
Have you played any other games apart from remastered this week or soon, or got any games on the agenda that
remastered.
You
want to
go for?
I was using a mini Uzi on the MP5.
Mini
on the Scorpion.
Oh, the Scorpion's a beast, mate. Bit of double tap.
I was getting all the SMGs up to like 150
kills.
150 kills? Or like unlock all the attachments,
yeah.
Get that 1,000 XP.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
What is it? I think, you know, the chests and stuff, they make the idea of getting gold just awful. Like, what's the point in getting gold when I can have a candy looking gun or something? Do you know what I mean? Like, gold just looks dull and not as shiny as you want it to look. It's not like that chrome gold, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Chrome gold looks dirty.
No, chrome gold looks clean, but like the guns in COD 4 aren't shiny enough to kind of sit next to the camos you get in the, what do you call it, in the supply crates.
Like, I'm not actually, are there shiny gun on COD 4? I need to look at them.
What? There are some right shiny ones, but like, you know, like you got the candy one, the candy camo. The proper bright blue and red one. Blue, red and white.
Oh, yeah, I've got like a red tiger one.
No, the blue, white and red camouflage all in one.
Oh, no, I've not seen it.
Oh, mate, have you ever fucking... I'm not even sure you even play the game. It's like it's free, like you. It's a free unlock, I'm pretty sure. It's a... You'll have to have a look. But, like,
yeah.
I just run about with that and you stick out like a sore thumb because the gun's so bright, but it's good. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, I might have put an hour into it today and then get back to writing the script.
Sweet.
I'll get back starting it. As I was meant to write up the idea yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll get smashed that out.
Sweet. So next week I wanna hear that you've wrote a bit of your script and I want you to tease me and be like, oh, it's so fucking good, Luke. You should have really wrote yours by now, mate, and start really like going in on me.
You might as well transfer me it now.
That's what I want to hear. And then for me, I'm having a quite relaxed birthday weekend, so maybe I'll think of an idea or something by next week. If not, I'm not really too fussed. And then I'm gonna get my ass in gear next week. But yeah, it should be pretty, and also we'll have stories to talk about from my birthday. Hopefully. Yeah. Well, hopefully stories that we can tell.
We'll be famous as well because we'll be on Londonist.
Oh, mate. Yes, we will. We'll be the most famous.
Yeah, we might as well verify us now.
Have you got more posts to put on Busker Watch?
Yeah, I need to send them to where to get them graded.
All right, sweet. Okay, fair enough.
I haven't bought a Premier Pro yet.
Okay. What is it? On the Saturday, yeah. We'll be able to get loads as well. We'll get a good, like...
Yeah, like,
we could get... Oh, I reckon, mate, you could easily get pick up, like, 15 buskers on Saturday. Because we're gonna be there from, like, early doors.
Yeah, but you're leaving, like, 12.
I'll probably leave about... I can leave at, like, probably 1-ish, get home about 2. Monica needs to get ready... And then I need to get ready and then we can both eat. And then I need to grab my friends, hopefully leave mine for about 5-ish. Something like that. But
yeah.
And then, what is it, meet in Camden for about 6:30. Have a couple of...
Half six?
Something like that. I have a couple of pints in a pub. And then get to the club, like the first bar for 8:00.
Yeah. Oh, does it start at 8:00?
You got to like be there for your tickets by like 9:00 or something. But I need to call them and just make sure that my friend can come later. But just meet us at the next bar or something.
Yeah. When you're at home, I might message Jess Strive at like 5:00.
Okay.
She's inviting me to her birthday thing from like 9:00 onwards, but I'll see if she's down for a day of a pint from like 5 to 6.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah.
And then leave.
Yeah. Nice to see her in that.
Because last time I seen her, she's like, "What the hell are you down for?" One night. Oh, because we went for a drink.
That is a really good impression. I actually thought I was in the. I thought you fucking got her on the call then.
Morning. So yeah, I said next time I'm down, I'll message you in it.
I thought it was.
Turned out it was the same day. On my calendar here, I've got Jess's pub thing.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. What? Did I get invited to that? I didn't get invited. I'm pretty sure I didn't get invited.
There's a fair few people. Like,
I got invited to the...
Jen and Jess's 50th birthday.
Yes. Or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Or Lauren's going home or something. I can't remember.
Oh yeah, Lauren's going there. Like,
I think I got invited to that one, and then I didn't get invited to this one, which is fair enough because like I don't need an invite. I just come to parties anyway.
I don't know why. She invited me.
Oh,
I deleted her. I deleted her off Facebook and everything.
She's fucking crazy. I don't know why she invited me. Silly fucking. Bullshit.
I had a Facebook clear out. Yeah, do I just deleted bare people?
Oh, you deleted Jess Driver.
I went, Jess, don't speak to her anymore, delete.
Did you? That is fucking bad. No, that is so strange.
And then she added me back.
And then she invited
me. And it's like, why did you delete me? I was like, I don't know, I just deleted you.
Mate, she checks up on your profile like once every 2 days.
And then This was before I got the job in London, though, so then I started speaking to you for a little bit, Joe, when I was in Dover every day.
Yeah, oh, right. Oh, this was ages ago, then.
Yeah, yeah, this is as we finish uni.
I thought you meant this was fucking recent.
Recent, as we finish uni.
Yeah.
2016.
I haven't spoken to Jess in time.
Lad, delete her.
Huh?
Just delete it.
Delete her?
Just delete her, yeah. Ruthless. Be ruthless.
There's loads of people on my Facebook that I don't even know. I'm like, how young was I to be fucking stupid enough to add fucking people I've never seen or spoke to in my life?
Yeah. It's mad. Like, I've only got 200 people on now.
That's a lot, mate. That's a lot.
273. Yeah, but most of them are buskers.
Mate, I've got 12 people in mine. I only know two of them.
Jesus. Oh, Amy here. Delete. No. I still speak to her sometimes.
That's so gross. Just start listing names.
With Stavros. Remember him? Delete. Yeah, lads,
there were so many people at uni that was proper weird and like try to like play themselves up, if that makes sense, like big themselves up, and it was just like, I don't know, like,
Joey does proper, like, now who I look back on, like, geez, that Heidi, she looks like she's like living life. She does.
Oh yeah, she's always like abroad and stuff. Yeah.
Jeez, like, that's sick. That I've seen it on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's mad, that. She's doing it right.
I don't know. Doing it right or not really close to anyone. Like, if you travel loads, you're going to be skipping person to person. It's hard to feel connected to someone. Like, that's what I reckon. Like, you need to have a grounded kind of like almost home in your life. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. She probably does, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just being judgmental and I want to go on holiday loads.
Oh. Plot twist. Hair, Jess and all that listen to this on the sly.
That's not...
We've just been ham on the wall. To be fair, I see that as respect because you listen that far in.
But see, what is respect? What, them listening to us? Or...
They imagine like they actually listen to this like secretly on the slime and just went in on them.
Apparently, like 130 people would listen to this on the regular.
Really?
Apparently.
Jeez. Oh, and I've been naming names by four names.
Don't. No. But and then they're common names. No one will know that they went to London South Bank University. what is it? I need to go make myself lunch and I need to carry on with my day and stuff. I've got bits and pieces to do and I've got some Fortnite to play. So we'll cut this here.
Why?
And I can't wait for you to tease me about your script next week, mate.
Well, they'll probably be on the weekend, but like on voice will be next week. Yeah.
Like properly,
1, 2, 3, 4. I've got three more full days until I go to sleep at like 9 o'clock.
Three more full days. Jeez. Just don't.
I'm gonna message Josh Brent now as a joke saying, "Yo, was it an egg thing?"
No, don't, man, don't. Mate, you're getting psyched, and he's a hype man. He's just gonna be like, "Hey, wait, now, Will, you totally said. Will, you totally said. You can't just, you can't just like."
He'll get the message and drop his phone, will he?
Jeez. All right, sweet lad. I will. Yeah, I'll speak to you soon. Okay, this has been FMJ episode 6. This is the 16th of January, Tuesday 2018. And we will see you next time.